Hello, it's Thursday, July 20th, and you're listening to Wing Radio. I'm Lisa Julianne.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing Radio. We're glad you're all tuning in today. Hope everything's going well for you. And we want to commend Mr. Mark Glenn for two radio appearances he made yesterday, one on Wing TV, and then at 7 o'clock yesterday evening, he appeared on Michael Collins' Piper Show. And between the two of them, there was a perspective so entirely different than what's being presented not only in the mainstream media, but also the alternative media. And it certainly gives a whole different picture, doesn't it, Lisa?
Right. Well, especially since Mark Glenn is Lebanese.
Right.
So he has a very unique perspective.
Exactly. So what we're going to do today is I'm going to take a few minutes and just talk about a few thoughts I have. Then, upon completion, Lisa's going to come back in here, and we're going to talk about an article that came out the other day about Flight 93, which we have a very personal interest in since we went to Shanksville a few months ago. But first off, this is what I was thinking about this morning is we don't live in a world where everybody gets along and everything is picture perfect all the time. And people want to pretend as if the world is like a Brady Bunch episode, where after 26 minutes and a few commercials, at the end of the half hour, everything is fine. It's like we live in a world where people kill each other. People kill each other every single day. We live in a world where nations and evil forces want to destroy other nations. This current war in the Middle East is a perfect example. Or if you look at the 20th century alone, hundreds of thousands of people were killed in World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and all of the other wars. Look at how many people were slaughtered in Russia, in China, in Europe, and in the Orient. Yet people want to think we still live in a Brady Bunch world. They want to skip through the tulips, and they want this picture-perfect little world where we all smile and get along, and rose petals are falling from the sky. But you see, I took off my rose-colored glasses many, many years ago, and I refuse to put my head in the sand ever again. I don't want pleasantries and illusion. I want reality, regardless of how ugly and brutal and not picture-perfect it is. We live in a world where people hate each other. That's a fact. People hate each other. Because of different religions, different races, different nations, different ideologies, different governments. And yeah, there's even people in our own patriot movement that hate each other. So what are we supposed to do about this? Pretend like it doesn't exist? Ignore it? Or should we bring all this to the forefront, lay it out, and let people discuss it? Should we stare it dead in the eye? Or just pretend it doesn't exist? We had Mark Glenn on our show yesterday, as we mentioned, and then we listened to him last night on Michael Collins' Piper Show. This was some of the hardest-hitting, brutal reality that I think anyone has heard about this situation in the Middle East. And it's very hard for a lot of people to stomach what was said on our show and Piper's show. So what should we do? Hide from it? Hide from reality? Run away from it? Put our heads in the sand, go hide underneath our beds? Is that what we're supposed to do? No, we're not supposed to do that. We need to face reality, because if we can't face reality, we can't face ourselves as human beings. This is what human beings are like, whether you want to accept it or not. Remember, not everything in the world is like a Pepsi commercial, where you have smiley faces and everybody's honest and everybody has everybody else's best intentions in mind. If you think that's the way reality is, go step out your front door and take a look around you, because it's not like that. There are people out there that are crooks and liars and cheats and downright evil. And yeah, some of them are right in our own midst here in the Patriot Movement. So should we just smile at these people and make nice with them while they lie and deceive and swindle us? Some people say, well, I don't want to be around anything that's upsetting. It disturbs me. I don't want to be disturbed in life. I want everything to be nice and pleasant. Well, guess what? The world we live in isn't all nice and pleasant. In fact, more often than not, it's brutal and hard and ugly. Cancer exists. Murder exists. Car accidents exist where people are turned into paraplegics. That's what life is, and that's what reality is, and we can't turn our heads from it. And if you don't want to fess up and face this, then the world's going to steamroll right the hell over top of you like it's already doing. The world is steamrolling over most everybody because they refuse to face the reality. For the last 2.5 years, Wing TV has been a mirror to the Patriot movement and the alternative media. In other words, we're nothing more than a reflection of what's going on here. The good, the bad, and yeah, the ugly. And a lot of people don't like that. But remember, if you don't like the image you're seeing, don't blame the mirror. Blame the object you're seeing in the mirror. Because that's what Wing TV is. We're the reflection you're seeing in the mirror. And if you're not willing to confront this reality, how do you expect to defeat not only the New World Order, but any forces in your life? Anything going on, whether it's your wife or your neighbor or your employer or the tax man or whatever. If you can't face reality, how are you going to beat any of them? The world wants people to be weak. They want you to be pussies, so you don't look around and examine their evil doings. They want you to put your head under the covers and pretend that everybody is tiptoeing through the daisies. That's what they want from you. Do you know why? So then they can screw you and screw you and screw you and screw you and screw you some more. They bank on you avoiding their evil. They bank on you ignoring the scumbags and the child molesters and the murderers and the deviants and the thieves. They want con men and this movement to keep telling you that we've reached critical mass now and Americans are joining together and we're ready to take our country back. That's what they keep telling you. That's what they want you to believe. But guess what? We haven't reached critical mass. Where's critical mass? We're not ready to take our country back. Where the hell are we ready to take it back at? I want one of these radio show hosts to show me where we're ready to take the country back at. Where? It's like the police state when we travel across the country. We want people to show us this physical exact police force or police state. Of course, there's pockets of it and there's more and more legislation. But what they do is they pound us into your head to make you afraid. That's what the evil wants. They want you to do nothing. We haven't reached critical mass. We're not taking our country back. Show me how we are. This is nothing but rhetoric. It's false hope that's being spewed upon you to keep reeling you in. It's like the candy man or the tooth fairy. And these con men keep blowing smoke up your ass on a daily basis to keep you appeased. But being appeased isn't reality. What we need right now isn't a whole bunch of touchy-feely, mamby-pamby poot butts. We need people who are pissed off and angry and ready to blow their stacks. If they say, well, we don't like Wing TV because they argue with people, or they write articles that disturb me. Well, you know what? The world isn't a Brady Bunch, and we don't live in Brady Bunch land. We need fighters. Not this peace and love crowd that's afraid to see reality. Or the idealists who think the Patriot Movement should be a group of people that are always supposed to get along. Look at the Founding Fathers. Did they all get along? They didn't agree about hardly anything. And they sat there in Philadelphia in their smoke-filled hot rooms and they'd argue and fight and bitch and moan and probably throw fist or have fist fights out in the back alley. But you know what? They turned out all right. And they made a pretty damn good document called the Constitution. What if someone would have walked in on the Founding Fathers and said, everybody just be mamby-pamby. Let's not argue. They'd have been thrown out in the alleyway in about 10 seconds. Yet in this patriot movement, we're supposed to all just get along. Well, it's a bunch of crap because we don't want to get along with everybody. We want to disagree with people that we think are wrong. And you know what? To disagree and argue and debate is healthy for a movement. People in this movement have been fighting each other for decades. Do you think they haven't been? Read up a little bit on the history of the patriot movement and you'll see they have been. And you know what? They're going to keep fighting. They're going to keep fighting tomorrow and next week and next month and next year. People in this movement hate each other. We've shown it. If you listen to any recent interviews on other networks, you'll see how much hatred exists out there. And they're going to keep hating each other. Just like the Jews and the Arabs are going to keep hating each other. And just like other religions are going to keep hating each other. It's part of what human beings are, and we can't hide from it. That's reality, and that's the truth. What's happening here is you're being controlled. That's another reality. People in the mainstream society are controlled almost entirely. They're controlled by religion and schools. They're controlled in their workplaces. They're controlled by the media. They're controlled by their universities. They're controlled by their government. They're controlled by their commercials. And you know what? They're also being controlled by the alternative media. That's another bitter reality that people don't like to confront. And it's the same forces controlling everything else in mainstream society that are controlling the alternative media. What we need to do is not fight the New World Order, because we can't fight the New World Order directly. Show me how we fight them directly. How are we going to fight David Rockefeller or the Rothschilds or the International Monetary Fund? How are we going to fight the IDF in Israel? We're not going to fight them directly. But you know what you can do directly? You can start thinking for yourself. Don't let these bastards keep rolling over you, because they want one thing from you. They want you to be quiet. They don't want you to ask questions, and they want you to be compliant. They want you to be malleable like some silly putty in their hands. They want you to be sheep and cattle and automatons. They thrive and rely on your weakness and your trust and your silence, and that you follow their mantras like, we all have to get along. They want everybody to think that. They want to brainwash the whole herd. We all have to get along and be nice to each other. But human beings don't get along. 4,000 years ago in the Bible, human beings didn't get along. At the time of Jesus, people didn't get along. 1,000 years ago, people didn't get along. And you know what? Last year, people didn't get along. And they're not going to get along tomorrow or next week and next month. And people don't get along, especially the ones that want to manipulate you. They want to manipulate you so they can be the ones who determine who gets along and who doesn't. Then they can control you. Then they can contain you. They think, and they want you to think, that they determine everything. They're the ones with the agenda. And be damned if you disagree, because then you're stepping out of line, and then you're bad. Because you're disagreeing with them. You're not getting along with the patriot movement. It's kind of like George Bush says, you're either with us or you're with the terrorists. These people spend a lot of time figuring out how to get over on you and how to get your money. And they've erected an entire network that has been put in place to keep you under the illusion. And then they laugh at you. They laugh at your stupidity when you walk along like lemmings over the cliff. They're like the carnival sideshow barkers who con people out of their money. Then they go back in the tent and count all their money and laugh at all the suckers. This is reality. And how do they do it? They pretend to be patriots. Or they pretend to be God-fearing Americans and these pillars of righteousness. But it's all a ruse. Because they're just like the Pharisees in their long flowing robes that smiled at the people And then they nailed spikes into Jesus' wrists and put him up on a cross and killed him. But they were doing it all for the good of the people, right? Think about it, folks. That's what I've been thinking about this morning. And if you want to be controlled, keep right on going. What do you think, Lisa?
I think the alternative media is a mind control experiment. I think this whole Patriot movement illusion, controlled, co-opted 9/11 truth non-movement, and alternative media containment press is just a spin-off of mind control experiments that have been done throughout the last few decades. And, the alternative media and the so-called Patriot movement mirror the mainstream.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So what does Lisa mean by, this is a mind control experiment? Well, the people in control of this Patriot movement, they'll do a little test. They'll say, let's go in to a couple articles and let's deliberately censor them. And let's do it right out in the open so that people can see us doing it. Then let's see how people react. Now, the fundamental basic of any truth movement is anti-censorship. There should be absolutely no censorship whatsoever. If an article is published, it should absolutely not be tampered with afterward unless the author gives their specific permission to do so. So, they're doing an experiment and they say, let's censor these articles and let's have some big name guys do it, like Jeff Renz and Alex Jones. And let's see in this experiment if the people freak out or not. And if they don't freak out, then we know we can push it a little further down the slippery slope. And they keep doing that and doing that, and they see how far they can push you until they get a reaction. Well, at least I haven't seen any reaction from hardly anybody about most anything in this movement.
Yeah. We also see, too, in the mainstream and in the government, how when people do the wrong thing and they help cover up crimes or they participate in crimes or they do damage control for the people who did the crimes or the illegality, they get promoted. They get rewarded.
Yeah.
They get perks. Well, we see the same thing happening in the Patriot movement, too.
Yeah.
In the alternative media. People who have helped push the agenda and divert and distract people away from truth and contain people in pens get promoted. They get, nationally syndicated shows on AM radio, stuff like that.
Or they're called company men that cover up all the wrongdoing of other hosts on the network. So they see all this blatant wrongdoing, but since they want to keep pushing their little career forward and become a bigger notch on the totem pole of the network, what they have to do is sign a little contract that says they can't talk badly about the wrongdoers.
They have to sign their soul away.
Yeah.
That's what they do. Just sign their soul away.
See, if somebody gets a job at ABC or CBS or Fox News, they have to sign a contract that says they're not allowed to talk badly or negatively about any of the other hosts on the network. Well, if somebody gets a job at GCN, for an example, guess what they have to do? They have to sign a contract that says they're not allowed to talk badly about any of the other hosts, even if they're caught red-handed in major wrongdoing.
The rule of thumb, and not the exception to the rule, but the rule tends to be where if somebody is allowed consistent, regular mainstream exposure, they're being allowed that exposure for a reason. They're being granted access to the public, into the public arena. Very, very few real truth tellers actually make it on to mainstream or onto nationally syndicated shows where they have a show of their own to actually tell the truth. If somebody gets on there and they have now their own show to tell the truth, what kind of truth do you think that's going to be? An approved truth or one of those unapproved truths?
Right. William Colby, former CIA director who actually was murdered after he ended his career in the CIA, he says, virtually nothing makes it onto the mainstream media unless the powers that be okay it. Now, we know this is true. We know this is true because...
We also know truth tellers have been able to make rare, seldom appearances.
Right.
On mainstream, but it's not something that you're going to see them on there every day or every week or even every month. Once in a blue moon, we luck out and there's a little doorway that we can get through the crack.
Right. But how many times does Michael Collins Piper make it onto Fox News or CNN or George Norrie's show? Or how about Mark Glenn? Or how about a variety of these other truth tellers that hit hard with real truth? How often do these individuals get covered in, say, the New York Times? Never. Why is that? Because, as William Colby of the CIA said, they're not granted permission to be in the mainstream media.
Then you have the approved point men who manage to appear in Hollywood movies, who have Hollywood friends, who get covered by mainstream publications, appear on mainstream news networks.
Who never, for 10 or 12 years, ever spoke about Israel ever in a negative light.
Who managed to access a place like Bohemian Grove. Folks, look at it with your eyes open. If they didn't want Alex Jones to get into Bohemian Grove, he would not have ever gotten in there.
Yeah. How many of you...
He didn't infiltrate. He was invited in.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of people have told us this behind the scenes for a lot of years. This is the sneaking suspicion.
And you know, even the head of another alternative media network said to me on the phone the other night, said, "Don't you think that my listeners are discerning enough to not have to have all these things pointed out?" You know what? No, I don't. Because they're still feeding into the bullshit Alex Jones and other people are feeding them.
Yeah.
How discerning could they be?
Well, it's like Lisa said, a mind control experiment where they use psychic driving, where they say, "We're on the cutting edge now. We're reaching critical mass. We're getting ready to take our country back." Well, they were saying that we were a critical mass 2 years ago.
Yeah, where's the critical
and
mass?
They were telling...
Where's the critical mass of getting fed up with the BS that we're being fed? That's about as much critical mass as we've achieved. I don't see any public outrage because the public's desensitized and with their heads stuck so far into their TV screens. The programming is so ingrained now, it's going to take a major miracle to deprogram the solid majority, because the solid majority is not only asleep, the solid majority doesn't care.
Yeah. It's called the 1% rule. And in my upcoming book that's going to be out in a couple of weeks, I say that 1% or less of the country ever knows the truth or acts upon the truth. A perfect example is the 2004 election. 99% of the populace voted for either George Bush or John Kerry. 99%, and that was less than 2 years ago. That means only 1% of the populace that voted. I mean, a lot of people didn't even vote. But 1% voted for someone other than the two corporate party candidates, Democrat or Republicans. Now, less than 2 years ago, we're at 1%. We've reached this critical mass now. We're ready to take our country back. Well, these people were saying the same thing 5 years ago. We're just about at critical mass now. We're ready to take our country back. 10 years ago, they were telling people, we're at critical mass. And in 5 years from today, if you tune into these shows, they're going to be saying, we're at critical mass now. We're ready to take our country back.
These people are supposed to be enlightening you. They're supposed to be giving you the kind of reporting and the kind of news and information that you're not getting on the mainstream. Yet they use a lot of mainstream sources to do that.
Yeah.
They're feeding you the same mainstream garbage that you could get by flicking on your television.
Yeah.
And then they tell you can't ask questions. You can ask questions of everybody but them.
Right. Mike Rupert's a perfect example. Mike Rupert links to nothing but mainstream sources on his From the Wilderness site.
Rentz uses a lot of mainstream sources.
And you know the thing that's funny? As I'll see Rupert's stuff come out days after it actually happened. So not only is he linking solely to mainstream sources, but he's even slow on the trigger to get that stuff out there. So why do we need From the Wilderness?
Or they'll mix good hosts with crappy hosts on their networks. So you have one show where they're telling the truth, and then the next show, you see somebody who's just a fairy tale teller, a storyteller.
Sensational.
Like Greg Domanski. Yeah. I can't imagine why. I cannot even comprehend it at all, why any alternative media venue would allow someone like Domanski on their network or to write for their newspaper or whatever, when nothing he says is true. His stories are unsubstantiated bullshit. They're total lies, a lot of them. How does he pass anybody's sniff test? And I know he doesn't pass a lot of people's sniff tests. Somebody, the guy who runs this network that he's on, says he does a damn good show.
No, he
writes
said,
damn good articles.
No, he doesn't. No, actually, he said he does a pretty good radio show and he writes pretty good articles. And I would say, no, he doesn't write.
No, you didn't hear what he said to me on the phone.
Well, on his broadcast, this is John Statmiller, he said he writes pretty good articles and does a pretty good show.
Wait,
no, he doesn't write pretty good articles. He writes lies and sensationalism.
And John Statmiller again said, and Rents is putting out good information. Rents tells the truth. No, Rents does not tell the truth. And I clearly demonstrated that with one of my last articles. Rents has been proven clearly to be a compulsive liar.
Yeah, but
he doesn't put out good information.
But he's still one of the shining beacons, and all of the people in this protection network protect each other just like the networks do.
And so when the mirror turns on to them and reflects back the reality of the object in the mirror, guess who gets angry at us?
Yeah.
Guess who? The object in the mirror. Whether the object is Alex Jones or Jeff Rents or Jack Blood or anybody.
We'll repeat.
The reality isn't pretty, but it's real. It's the truth. And you have to be willing to look at it because you can't fight anything. You can't counter anything. You can't resist anything if you don't, A, recognize who the enemy is and what the problem is and be able to identify it and be willing to look at it. You have to be able to look at it.
Yeah. I'll repeat what I said a little bit earlier. For the past 2.5 years, Wing TV has been a mirror to the Patriot movement and the alternative media. In other words, we're nothing more than a reflection of the good, the bad, and the ugly.
And if you don't like how the object in the mirror looks, then maybe you better clean up the object in the mirror. All we've ever asked was to raise the bar.
That's right.
And all of these people that we've written about refuse to raise the bar, and they've got a lot of people contained in pens succumbing to their little mind control experiment, not allowed to ask questions, senseless, useless idiots passing on their information, not challenging them, and everybody pretends to get along and like each other, when in reality, a lot of people don't.
Right. Let's put it like this, Lisa. If someone that weighs 400 pounds walks up to a mirror, sees their reflection in the mirror, and someone says, you look fat, 400 pounds, okay? They say, you look fat. And the person says, I don't want to hear that. There's something wrong with the mirror. The mirror's wrong because I'm not fat. Well, guess what, folks? The mirror's not lying. The mirror is doing nothing but giving a reflection. And if the fat person wants to change that reflection, guess what they have to do? They have to quit eating as much, they have to start exercising, and they have to do a lot of things. And if they come back in 2 years and they weigh 220 pounds, they'll say, guess what? This mirror's not so bad after all.
The names and the faces will change over the years, but the head game stays the same. That's the difference. And the head game isn't any different than the head game they play on the mainstream media or in the government. It's just on a smaller scale. It's a different pen.
Yeah.
With a disenfranchised, disillusioned segment of the sheep population, of the herd. That's all. This is the disaffected mainstream audience, a percentage of it, because it's not even the whole disaffected percentage.
Yeah. I mean, the government protects its own. The mainstream media, the corrupt mainstream media, protects its own. The corrupt church protects its own. The corrupt universities protect their own. The corrupt historians protect their own. And the corrupt alternative media protects its own.
And they keep using some keywords that they want ingrained in your head. Keywords like patriot movement. I gotta tell you, and I'll say it again, I've said it before, there's no movement. There's no movement. There's an effort being made by a small group of people to tell the truth. There's a larger effort by a larger group of people to contain the truth.
Yeah.
There is no movement, though. We would like to have a movement, and we sure as hell want to have a movement. But any real attempt to have a movement is going to have to deal with this larger group of individuals who are specifically put in place to stop any movement from manifesting.
And to show how we're not a critical mass, remember how I said in 2004, 99% of the populace voted for the Republicans and Democrats. If there was a presidential election tomorrow with a Republican and a Democrat and, say, four or five independents, I guarantee you tomorrow 99% of the populace would still vote for a Republican or a Democrat, and there'd still be that 1% that doesn't. If this is critical mass to you, then we're living in whole, entirely different worlds.
Yeah, we have a truth effort. That's what we have. We're making an effort. We're trying our damnedest to tell the truth, despite the larger group of people who are trying to stop us.
Now, tomorrow, we're going to have an article that's going to ruffle a lot of feathers, and it's going to piss a lot of people off. And you know what? We're still going to run it.
And it's a mirror.
Right. It's absolutely a mirror. And if these people don't like their reflection, then maybe they better start doing something to change the object that's reflected in the mirror. Because Wing TV isn't going away. We're the mirror, and we're going to keep being the mirror.
We need to raise the bar. Question is, how many of you out there want to?
That's right. We're going to be back tomorrow. We apologize. We didn't have a chance to talk about this Flight 93 article. But, you know what? I think I'll leave it up one more day on the Wing TV news updates. It said something, Flight 93 faked photos or something. We'll get to it one of these days. Yeah, something like that. So, anyway, folks, please think about what we're doing, because the people that are tuning into Wing TV, I know we at least have a chance of getting something right, of raising the bar. And I'm not saying that we're gonna take our nation back tomorrow. We're not coming out here and filling you with false hope. We're trying to give you the truth and reality to the best of our ability. And when people say, oh, if you say anything negative, you're going to hurt the movement. Well, you know, try to go out and shoot a unicorn.
Well, that's like what they're saying on TV now. If you say anything that sympathizes with the Palestinians, then you're with Hezbollah.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
Yeah. Go out and try to shoot a unicorn. You can't, because unicorns don't exist. And when they say you're going to hurt the patriot movement, well, guess what?
There is no movement, and truth can't hurt a truth movement or a truth effort.
Very well
said.
Truth
will never, ever hurt a truth effort or a truth movement. And don't let them feed you that bullshit, because that's all it is.
We'll be back tomorrow on Wing TV. We're going to discuss this article that's going to appear on the Wing TV homepage. It's going to rile some people up. We don't care. Until then, keep your eyes open, because there's a lot going on.
See you all then.